Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Daily Brief Pure Preps podcast. This is Matt Lopez here with Tony Siniglio. We are finally at the start of league play for everybody. We had a little bit of league play going on a little last week, but everybody starts league play this week. It's going to be a big week, a lot of big games going on. You can always, as always, check us out on Twitter at our Twitter handle, Breeze Preps. You can look us up on our blog at insidesocal.com/South Bay Preps. And, of course, check out the newspaper. Check out dailybreeze.com on Friday nights and throughout the week for the prep football pick'em. So lots of stuff to check out throughout the week. Of course, the, you know, different features and stuff throughout the week, the prep football grid and the paper. So there's always something going on, and there's always stuff to be looking at. Coming off a, you know, pretty exciting non-league week of football. Not a lot of big stories coming out of that, but Narbonne did finish their non-league season unbeaten, very tough non-league slate, and pulled out a close one over Modern Day. But how impressed are you with how Narbonne finished that tough non-league slate that they had?
I love the way that Narbonne finished that off. That was probably their toughest opponent of the year. And Modern Day is well coached as always. And they seem to be better than they've been in recent years. You really have to play well and play a near flawless game to beat them. And I think Narbonne had enough big plays left in its tank to do that. Its defense stepped up when it had to. Big stop on fourth down late in the game. To go 5-0 with the schedule Narbonne had, it shows that they're kind of ready for the big time. I mean, I think most people are assuming they're going to run the table now and earn a bowl berth. And we'll see about that. I mean, I know Carson and Pedro will have something to say about that, but I'm liking the way they're playing right now. I like their defense, and I think the offense is going to keep getting better. And we'll find a connection soon. So you have to with Troy Williams back there. I mean, he's impressive. He's a leader, and he basically hits his receivers when he wants to. Great way to finish. I know it was their closest game, and they barely got it. It wasn't the 60-0 games that we've been seeing from them, but it was a really quality win, second straight quality victory over another quality opponent following Sarah last week. Very impressive.
Definitely. And they will start off their Marine League schedule this week at Carson. Big game there. As we said, every, or at least for us, all of our local leagues, and pretty much throughout Southern California and throughout the state, league play starts for everybody this week, and same thing for us. And as we said, you can make your picks for the first week of league play on dailybreeze.com/preps. Go on there and make your picks for the week right now. Do it as soon as you can. let's just go down league by league, and let's take a look at the, you know, first week of league play games that we have, and you know, maybe take a look even beyond that at kind of how we see these leagues shaping up. Because I think, from watching these teams in the non-league schedule, you do kind of get a pretty good feel for how things are going to shake out like that. And, you know, we start off just going from the, you know, going on down the list, the Bay League. And, you know, some big games there this week: Redondo at Peninsula, Maricosta at West Torrance, Palos Verdes at Luzier. The Maricosta-West Torrance game, I'm assuming, is the one there that stands out to you.
That's the game of the week this week, Matt.
Yeah, big one there. And, you know, obviously kind of a contrast of styles, ground and pound versus, you know, throwing the ball through the air as much as possible. Is, you know, what's we, you know, PV and Redondo and, you know, are definitely still in the mix, but what's this week one showdown gonna kind of say about Bay League supremacy?
This will determine Bay League supremacy. I mean, it's weird to have the big showdown like the first week of league play, but that's what's kind of what's happening here. West has kind of proven that they're an elite team the way they've been playing. I know they've barely got past North Torrance, who's rapidly improving week by week, and they're impressive, and they have some playmakers. And I think there's a big rivalry between those two programs, and I think it might be West's biggest rival. And so I think we saw that a little bit last week. But I like the way West is playing. Their offense is no-huddle, solid, efficient. Their defense is impressive. It's one thing that kind of gets lost in the whole mix. And they're well-coached. And, I mean, I think they're ready to make a run. Costa, they have size this year. I think they're finally getting healthy this week. I was out there this week. Tim Cooper, their trainer, has been maybe the busiest man in the South Bay so far in terms of injuries. And I think he feels he's got close to a full slate this week of players ready to go. I think this is going to be a great matchup. I think it's going to go down to the wire, and I think the winner is going to be in the driver's seat. I think Redondo is kind of my sleeper in the league, and I like PV. They had the big win over Moore Park. They're obviously coming around, making great strides. But I think it's between Costa and West. And I think West might have the guns this year to pull it all out. So,
does the loser of this game? Do you feel they're kind of locked into second, and then PV and Redondo are kind of fighting for third, or is that second spot with Redondo, PV, and whichever team gets beat in this game, is it kind of up for debate still, I guess?
I think Redondo and PV are certainly capable of knocking off either or both of those two teams, but I think West and Costa are clearly ahead above right now, a notch above, if you want to go there. But I think they're cut above. I think they've proven themselves so far, and it's hard for me to see someone else breaking into that top two. But I mean, Redondo, the new coach Matt Ballard's done really well so far. I think they just need to get past the last couple weeks, and they'll be fine. And PV's starting to show an upswing. That's a very young team, not a lot of experience, and they're starting to come together. It wouldn't be a surprise if one of those two knocked off one of the top two, but I think we're seeing the league championship this week.
Definitely got, looking to the Marine League, we got a few games there. Banning at Washington, San Pedro at Gardena, Narbonne at Carson. Now, just because of, you know, their kind of stature this year, everyone's going to be looking at Narbonne. And of course, you know, Carson's looking to get off the schneid, but I'm just assuming here, because this is how I feel, and I'm just assuming for you, but to me, that San Pedro-Gardena game looks really interesting.
If you had told me that before the season, I might have rolled my eyes or said something very sarcastic, but that's actually turning into a really intriguing matchup for me. San Pedro looks like they normally do. Very hard-nosed defensive team, run the ball kind of 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and they do it very well. And they definitely have a great running back in Darrell Santiago. I've watched him since he was a sophomore, and it's fun watching him. He could end up being the school's all-time rushing leader. But on the other side, you have this Gardena team who hasn't had experienced success in quite a while. Bring in Deion Tolliver, and they have a massive playmaker in Tyree Simmons, and I mean, all of a sudden, Gardena has a realistic chance of beating San Pedro. I still think Pedro's in the driver's seat on this one because they've had the experience and the tradition. But I mean, I think it's going to be a close game, and what a way to open the Marine League. I mean, I think Narbonne's going to run away with everything, but I think the race for second is very intriguing, and I wouldn't count Gardena out. They're the ultimate dark horse right now, the ultimate sleeper, and if the Oakland A's can come back and win the American League West, then anything's possible.
Yeah, they could be the Oakland A's of the Marine League, and yeah, this could be a big statement game for him. For Carson, or I mean, you know, we don't want to pile on because it's been a tough non-league season for him. But are they just looking to keep it within four touchdowns here, or I mean, what's the expectation in this game?
Four touchdowns. yeah, who would have thought we'd be saying that about a Narbonne-Carson game? I mean, this game has been super competitive the last few years. These teams met in the city final last year. Carson's still got a lot of talent there. I think it's hard to read this league because of the way these teams have set up their schedules. I think we know where Narbonne stands. But Carson took on this backbreaking schedule, and I don't have a read on them. I don't know how good they are because are they 0-5 bad? No, they're probably not. But they're that difficult schedule kind of like hides them a little bit, obscures them, and I can't really see how they kind of stack up. On the other hand, San Pedro and Gardena have played much kinder schedules, especially Gardena. I think Gardena was just trying to build confidence and start winning. Period. And I think they've done that, and they've done a good job. This will be their real test. I mean, Pedro's a tough team to beat. They're well coached. They're going to be amped up for this game, a Marine League opener. But it's hard to tell with Pedro too. A couple of those matchups we thought would be really good for them turned out not to be. Wes Adams went in the tank after a year. Westchester wasn't competitive. Fairfax I thought was going to be a better matchup. That matchup's a matchup of two teams that haven't really truly been tested yet, and I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Definitely. So yeah, those two games also. Don't forget Banning at Washington, 7 p.m. Banning looking to
7 p.m. No more afternoon games at Washington. They got light.
No more afternoon. And hey, the Generals, you know, on a much quieter scale than Gardena, but the Generals are off to a 4-1 start. Putting up a lot of points, high-scoring offense, so the Pilots will have their hands full in that one.
They will, but not because Washington's a 4-1 start. That might be one of the softer schedules I've seen outside of, say the San Joaquin League with Animo. But,
yeah, well, you got to start somewhere. I mean, yeah, they're definitely trying to get that program back on track.
I do think that game's going to be very competitive. Banning's had some good moments though. Hamilton win. They crushed Rancho Dominguez like they were supposed to. I think Banning comes out, but they need to win that game. All of a sudden, it's a must win for them if they want to have any kind of shot at the playoffs.
Definitely going to the Pioneer League. Three games on the. On that slate, Torrance at South, Lawndale at El Segundo, and Centennial at North, all at 7 p.m. If you love running the football, I have to imagine you'll be at Torrance at South. But, I mean, three pretty solid-looking games to me there. And nothing that blows you away, but three games that all have a chance to be fairly competitive, I think.
I think Torrance South is going to be very competitive. I think it's interesting to have Centennial match up with North. North has had a really good start this year. They've been impressive. They have Dorado. They have Jorge Hernandez, Devontae Jenkins. It's been an exciting team, and they're getting better each and every week. It's kind of a fun watching them come together. And then Lawndale El Segundo. That one's going to be competitive. I mean, Lawndale's snaking out some good wins. They beat a Bay League team in Peninsula last week, pretty recently. And I think that whole league is kind of up for grabs. So I'm liking North as the front runner, but a very competitive league, very even.
Definitely. And so three big games there, all 7 p.m. starts. We have to talk about the Mission League because we have one local team in the league, but they are a big local team, Sarah, and it's not an easy start.
No, that's a really tough matchup for Sarah in the league opener. Last year, they had time to kind of build up to that because Chaminade's been the second best team in that league since Sarah moved in 2 years ago. but Sarah's young team had a chance to kind of build some confidence, get some wins against the other teams in the league, who are no slouches, by the way. There isn't a pushover in the league, but to open at Chaminade on the road for a team that's offense isn't clicking yet either. Sarah's just got to make sure it takes care of the ball, no turnovers. That killed them against Narbonne, and they need to find some consistency on offense. I'm sure Ontario Bateman is going to touch the ball much more than he's had lately because he's their playmaker, and Jalen Green's going to get it going. And I'm kind of the surprise that Sarah's been the play of Darrell Fury, a track star. He's making some super athletic plays. Adoree Jackson on defense. It's an exciting Sarah team if they can get it going, but this might be a little danger zone for them.
Yeah, it's going to be the best level, like you said. Definitely, they're going to definitely starting off the top game. That's a tall pass, but the talent's definitely there. Let's go to the Delray League. Bishop Montgomery at Bosco Tech, 7 p.m. Mary Star at Cantwell, 7 p.m. Mary Star getting that huge win last week, but Bishop Montgomery, they've been kind of Jekyll and Hyde through this first half of the season. This is kind of when they hit the stride last year. What do you see from them as they start league play on Friday?
I think Bishop's solid. I don't think it's been Jekyll and Hyde. They've had one bad game, and it was a very, very bad game against North Torrance. But I think that speaks more to North than it does to Bishop Montgomery. I think for Bishop Montgomery's league and their division, they're doing just fine. Mike and Robbie Howe and how he's performed. They're kind of trying to break in Michael Turner back into the mix after he missed some time with injury. Louis Soto had a big game offensively last week. And they got the weapon, Jonathan Kim. Anytime you have a guy who can make it from 50 yards, suddenly there's some pressures off your shoulders offensively. So I think they're going to run away with the Delray League. I think they beat the toughest team they already had to face in Cantwell. Delray was the one league that got started before everyone else, and Bishop's in the driver's seat. Kudos to Mary Star, though, for snapping that losing streak. Them and Losinger snapped big losing streaks last week. It's good to see. You don't want to see that kind of build up and become a bigger thing than it is.
Definitely. You mentioned losing streaks, and going over to the Ocean League, Hawthorne lost a tough one in the Mayor's Cup last week. They're going to be looking to get back on track here, starting off league play against a Culver City team, coming off a tough loss to a very good Bishop Vermont squad.
Unfortunately, Hawthorne's not going to get back on track this week. Culver's just going to be too good, too athletic, too deep. Culver's a defending CIF finalist, and I mean they're a legitimate Ocean League contender, and I imagine we'll see them deep into December. They're doing some good things up there. Hawthorne's struggling a little bit. We knew that the losing your Hawthorne game was going to be competitive, and it turned out to be pretty good. Hawthorne almost pulled it out for a second straight year. It would have been remarkable to see, but congrats to Losinger. Big, big win for them. Get the Mayor's Cup back, break the losing streak. I mean, yeah, so, nice celebration in the city of Lawndale last week.
Definitely. Inglewood at Beverly Hills. Culver City and, probably Santa Monica seem to be kind of, at the top of the Ocean League, at least preseason. Can Inglewood slide in there, you think, or are they, still kind of not quite there yet?
Yeah, they're kind of the dark horse. It's hard to get a read on them. They have some super athletes on that team. Stephen Thomas, their coach, is very knowledgeable and knows how to get the most out of his players, and I think we've seen that in recent years. I don't count Inglewood out ever. I think Inglewood can can beat one of those other two teams, if not both. But it would be kind of the people in the driver's seat there are Culver City and Santa Monica, and my money's kind of on Culver City right now. I'm feeling good vibes from them. I think they've played a tough schedule, and I think they'll pay off for them. And yeah, a great matchup though. It will be a very competitive race between those three teams.
Going on the rest of the schedule, we have a few other scattered league openers here and there. Westchester at Venice, good game there in the Western League. San Joaquin League, which I know Tony's going to be following very closely. It's going to be Animo at Capistrano Valley Christian at San Clemente.
Animo's been shut out three times this year, Matt, in six games. I'm hoping they can get some scores together and build some positive vibes heading into next week.
You know what that means? That just means that they haven't been shut out in two games. You have to look at it positively. Coastal League opener Avalon at Rolling Hills Prep. We did not get that Rolling Hills Prep Westmark game last week because Westmark backed out. But RHP found it. That was Pac Lu.
That second straight week you've tripped up with the Mighty Stingrays.
Well, they found an opponent anyway, and they still won. So there you go. They're opening up against Antelope Valley Christian. That's non-league, but 8-man, 4 p.m. at Daniel Field. And then Saturday, Chadwick versus Flint Ridge Prep League opener at La Cunada High. I think it's like the fourth straight road game for the Chadwick Dolphins. So that kind of rounds out the rest of league play. I did want to, before we close out here, just briefly touch on some JC football. We talked about it here and there at the end of our podcast, but the big game last Saturday was El Camino at Harbor, and what do you know, Harbor pulled out the victory, 17-6, beating El Camino. What does that mean for Harbor? Getting that huge win over, you know, despite what the records are, El Camino is still, you know, they're still David, and El Camino, up until last Saturday, they were still Goliath.
That's big for Harbor. I think it'll be more like in the off season when the recruiting begins to happen. I think people start looking at Harbor as a viable option much more so than in the past. They really took advantage of that last time. They had a better season than El Camino, and they're doing some good things there. If there is junior college football, that's always the big if.
Right.
If there is junior college football next year, I think Harbor's going to position themselves very well with that win. And I think they've had a good start this year. They did get beat up pretty bad in Riverside, but Riverside's a pretty quality team, and obviously Harbor's defense is pretty legit. They can hold El Camino 7 points. Very good win. El Camino will bounce back. You know, Featherstone's going to have his guys ready, and they'll be focused. And I mean, they're playing Bakersfield this week, and that's always a big game for them. And they'll be competitive, but a great win for Harbor to move forward.
Definitely a big win for them. And, they're going to be the Bakersfield El Camino and Harbor Hancock on Saturday. So if you want to follow those games, you want to follow the big week, the big Friday of prep football league openers, you want to get updates from Tony and from everybody else, follow us on Breeze Prep's Twitter. That is where you get all your info. And we promise to turn off the caps lock if you do follow our Twitter. So anyway, we'll be back next week. Check out the Twitter. Check out the blog insidesocal.com/SouthBayPreps. The preview grid in the paper on Friday. And for everything else, gobreeze.com/preps. We will see you at the games, and we'll see you on the podcast next week.